Welcome back to the Tokyo Fresh Podcast. My name is David, and I'm here with Jordan.
I'm here.
Sorry about last week.
I was dying.
You were dying.
Everyone was dying last week. I don't know what happened.
The way it was.
Like, I got up and I was like, I'm feeling good. Gonna live my life. Got out of bed and I was like, oh, wait. Seems like I'm dying.
Yeah.
Not good.
Chiro's the same.
Yesterday, she
was like, no, I feel like shit.
It was really, like, peculiar as well, because I didn't feel, like, sick in, like, the classic understanding of being sick. Like, it wasn't like, I'm
nauseous.
Cough, nauseous. It was just like, it was like, I'm exhausted. Like, my body feels like, it's like, no, we don't want to do this today. We're gonna not. And that was my...
I've had the quite the opposite.
Hmm?
Like, I've been staying up till, like, 2 or 3 a.m.
Hell yeah, baby.
And then I'll go to bed, and I'll wake up at 6. And I'm like... I'm good. Like, I feel like perfect. Like, I feel like I've slept 8 hours.
What are you taking?
Fuck do I know.
What are you cursed with, my boy?
Unemployment.
Oh, I'm fuck it, dude.
No, I don't know.
Good stress-free unemployment. Let's fucking go. Well, I would say stress-free, but let's go, baby.
No, it's definitely starting to be like, you should probably find
it. You stressing out?
Nah, I'm not stressing out, but it's like, you should probably do something.
Mm-hmm. I feel like eventually we'll just get bored.
No.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, same. I thought that, like, when in the brief time that I was also, like, enjoying unemployment, searching for jobs, you know, living a good life, I was like, eventually, this is going to get boring. And it never does.
Nope.
It never does.
Life is freedom now. I can just go somewhere in the middle of the day and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it never gets
boring. I don't have to plan anything. I can just go.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking sick.
Yep.
I get it. I get why, you know when people are like, money can't buy happiness, can't do it. You can have all the money in the world, you won't be happy. No, you'd be very happy. Like, you'd be it's ecstatic.
I think, like, that saying is, I think people misunderstand what that saying is talking about.
What are they saying?
I think they're saying, like, if you are depressed or, like, worried about something that money can't actually fix, then having a lot of money isn't going to do shit.
What can't money fix?
It's like, oh, I have cancer. Money can't fix that.
I mean,
it can make your life more comfortable.
Best treatments in the world cost a lot of money.
But at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the cancer, to be fair.
Or it's like, oh, my girlfriend broke up with me.
Money could cure that.
I think money could help.
Yes.
But I don't think it's fixing the problem.
I don't think it's buying happiness per se, but I think what it's doing is that it's expediting the process to make you happy once more.
Sure.
It's like, man, my girls broke up with me. I'm going to be sad for a couple months. Well, now I also have to go to work, so I can't really deal with, like, my sadness currently.
Right.
But if I'm rich, I'm like, oh, I'm really sad. I guess I'll play, like, 8 hours of Elden Ring today, and then I'll realize that there are harder things to deal with than a breakup.
Yeah.
Then I'll be fine.
Or you do the opposite and spiral terribly and realize I just played Elden Ring for 8 years.
8 years.
8 hours. Felt like 8 years.
But it's fine because...
I have money.
You've money.
Right.
You've not lost anything. All the time you've lost, you can buy back. It's...
You know, I can't... I have to say,
mm-hmm.
I can't really speak on, like, what money can and can't do because true. I've never been rich, so...
True. No, that is...
You
I'm,
know what?
Yeah.
What do I know?
I'm with you. I'm only speculating what I believe money can and can't buy me. But I'm assuming that with money, I'd be a lot... It'd be easier to...
Yeah.
Live. Just generally.
You'd be able to just kind of do whatever you want. I feel
kind of, yeah.
The best combo would be, like, if you were a very artsy-fartsy person.
Yes.
And you had lots of money.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, yes,
you'd just
yes,
be like, great, yes. I have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
I have no need or want for money. And
to,
I'm
to be fair,
good to go.
That's true in, like, any creative industry.
Right.
If you're any kind of creative and you have money, you are on a faster track to either being successful or realizing it's not your bag and you want to do something else. Like, it's just
or you pay people to do the stuff you don't want to do.
No, honestly, yeah, no, true. If you had an idea that you wanted to, like, I don't know, draw a comic, and you were like, oh no, I have a great idea for a comic, but I have no, like, money to do it.
Right.
You can write. I mean, you can do it. You can do the One Punch Man approach and just do it anyway. And just hope to God another better artist comes along and, like, fucking reworks the shit out of your comic.
Right.
Which is, I'm glad they did, because I've read the webcomic and it's dog shit. It's so bad.
It's drawn pretty fucking bad. It's like stick characters, yeah.
If you've never seen the One Punch Man webcomics, look it up, guys. It is the most insane thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah, it's like that that picture of like the horse, like here's a horse drawn in 5 hours, yes, here's one drawn in 5 minutes.
Yes. No, that's what it is.
One's just a perfect horse, yeah, the other one's just scribbles.
There's like a very good Twitter thread I saw. It's like a side by side comparison from like, yeah, panels.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Panels from like
it looks like a child drew.
Dude, it's like a very talented child. Amazing storyteller, but yeah, just dog shit artist. And I get it. I feel for him, but I get it. But yeah.
Yeah. It's like if you ask a novelist, yes, like, now you have to draw your novel. It's like, oh, fuck. You're
like,
oh,
shit. Oh, jeez.
Imagine novel sales if the novelist had to draw their cover art on their book.
No, I would buy more books. No, literally.
Wow, this looks awesome. This is fucking garbage.
I would buy way more books. Yo, imagine like Lord of the Rings. Don't know. Apparently, he was a good artist. Imagine like the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
But like
some of the Harry Potter series already have dog shit covers.
You've got her trying to draw like the what's the Phoenix one? Rise of the Phoenix, whatever. What's called?
Order of the Phoenix.
I was like, what is the Phoenix one? Yeah.
It's just like a fucking like chicken at a fucking restaurant. It's Order of the Phoenix.
They've tried to get like the entire book covered in this Phoenix, like the entire cover, but it's like the proportions are fucked.
It's like a Star Wars movie poster.
I also want like a timer, like you got like 20 minutes to draw this Phoenix.
Draw the entire thing.
You have all these pencils. We've given you no sharpener. If you break your pencils, you're fucked. And whatever's on the page, we're printing that. So there's no coloring layers, no shading. And in 20 minutes, we're going to come back. We're going to fucking snatch this art from underneath you. And that's going on your cover.
Even if it's not finished.
I don't give a shit. You burn the paper. That's what's got. We are going to glue it together.
What are you drawing on your novel cover first? Make sure that it's there.
Bro, write the fucking title. The
title needs to be the first thing you write down.
You know they're going to fuck up. Like, they're going to be like, 20 minutes, perfect time. They start drawing the front cover and you're like, oh, that's time. It's like, it's fine. I got a perfect Phoenix down. Good. Did you also get to the spine? The what? Did you write the back? The what? Did you fold out the paper? It folds? Can I have 20 minutes? No. That's time.
Order of the Phoenix. You get halfway through. Order of the P. And
Order of the P.
Steal it from you.
Yo, you read that new Harry Potter book?
Order of the P.
Order of the P? It's fucking sick, bro. Turns out the P was a Phoenix.
Harry Potter and the Chamber.
Harry Potter...
It's just Harry P.
seen that new book, Harry P? It's fucking sick. The second one confused me. Which one was that? You know, ha? Ha? Yeah, it was weird, man. Ha? You seen ha? And the Temple of...
And the Temple of...
So fucking dumb. No, fuck, oh my god. Yeah, but no. Money streamlines, like... really does streamline the creative industry. Moving topic. Okay, dude, very quickly, because this week was ridiculous. I had my health check this week.
Oh, fun. And I had that one last? Yeah, about this time last year.
God, dude. I want to talk a little bit about, like, just the Japanese health industry. Just how absolutely ridiculous it is. So, those, like, yearly health check things, what are they for?
Honestly, like,
what are they for?
Yeah, so I never understood this, because when you told me that you're like, oh, I'm going for my yearly checkup, I'm like, oh yeah, that sucks. You got to do it in Japan.
You got to do it.
And then I thought back. I'm like, I never did a single fucking health check anytime I worked anywhere else in Canada. Nope. Ever.
Never.
Not once.
Why are we doing this? Like, from what I understand is that you go into the yearly health check and they take like. So they like do your pressure, they like check your height and your weight. They take like 20 vials of your blood.
Yeah.
Vampires.
Completely, but, like, how much are you testing?
Bro, what are you testing? I don't know what you're testing, but you're taking 20 vials of my blood. Like, relax, my guys. Mm. And I always get like lightheaded. So like this time around, I came in, there's like a really nice old woman. And she's like, oh, we're gonna like, oh, we do the blood pressure when they're like checking your blood pressure. Oh, the man was like,
did they have a machine that you had to stick your arm in?
Yeah, that's what I had.
So like, when I went to go get like my stomach surgery or whatever, when I had like ulcers or I don't know what the fuck I had.
Yeah.
But they made me do blood pressure. I'm like, what does that have to do? What, like, you're not cutting me open.
No, but they want to, like, they're gonna stack them bills, my guy.
Right? Yeah.
Listen, we gotta get every.
The machine is free. You just press start.
Nah. Pressing that star button, that's Ichiman right there, yeah. My dude. Not as bad as America.
All the power it takes to plug it into a regular plug in the wall.
Doctor's sweating. He's like, oh, press this button real quick.
Yeah.
That's Ichiman right there. Goddamn.
I'll be back in 5 minutes when it's done.
It's like not even a minute long, but like. You do? No, it's not. It's so quick. He's like, squeeze, we're done. And yeah. They do it like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman's like, oh, you know, put your arm in, up into your elbow, you know, relax. And I'm like, I literally can't relax. And she's like, oh, what's wrong? And I'm like,
never.
Bro, there are people behind me getting 20 vials of blood drawn, and I have to do that next. And yeah. I am freaking the fuck out. I don't want 20 vials of my blood drawn. It's going to make me lightheaded. I'm going to pass out. I'm going to feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
I literally cannot calm down.
It's a lot of
blood.
It's
so much blood. I cannot calm down. So she does it once and she's like, oh, it's pretty high. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm still freaking out. Like, fuck me. She's like, you know, relax, do it again. So I'm like, okay, I got to calm down. It's going to fuck up my results. So I'm calming down and it goes way down.
Mm-hmm.
You can see like the score, like C, B, A.
Like your heartbeat, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it drops down to like from C to like B. And she's like, well, up, I guess. It's like a better grade. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, it drops a lot. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm trying to calm down.
And I'm not hyperventilating.
Yeah, I'm trying to relax. And then she's again, and it dropped a shit ton again. She's like, oh, it's gone from like C to like basically an A. And I'm like, yeah. And if you kept doing it, it would just keep dropping. And she's like,
it's because I'm basically unconscious.
I'm basically trying not to like pass out at this stage, dude. Like, I'm trying to relax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get my fucking blood drawn, freaking the fuck out. So like, she did that and she's like, okay, we'll just take like the lower score. And I'm like, yeah, would you? Yeah, would you do that for me? Thanks, man. So like, that was cool. Like the best score.
For me, it gets real when they bring you into the room and they're like, okay, we're going to start. And then they just like tie you off with the fucking like,
yeah,
like the surgical
thing.
Tube or whatever.
This woman just starts slapping to find that vein. She takes out the heroin. You're like, God damn, where am I?
Dude, I will never ever be able to be a fucking drug addict that no. uses needles because no. I'm like, nope.
No.
No, bad.
Inside my skin?
Yeah,
no.
Nope.
Find the vein?
I'm good.
Let's not. Let's not. For those who've never done like a Japanese like weird health check thing, it is the most like light touch health check, but also like the most invasive thing you'll ever do in your entire life.
It's fucking weird.
It's
man.
Weird, dude. The first thing was like the chest X-ray, and
oh,
I had the.
Yeah, yeah.
I always tried to be in a good mood.
Gotta see if you have TB,
bro. You gotta make sure
the disease we've cured 50 plus years ago.
We have to check. Listen,
you never know.
What's more dangerous than TB? These yearly dose of radiation were shooting into your fucking heart. That's what's more dangerous than TB. But listen, better safe than sorry. We're going to make sure you're okay. Not yeah. from the radiation, fuck you, but from the TB.
You never know.
You never know. But it's a gamble you're willing to take.
Well, it's always funny, too, because like they scan you and they're like, we're scanning for TB. And I'm like, if I had TB, bro. I would definitely not be here. I would be like dying and coughing up
literally,
blood.
I would know if I had TB. I've never had it. But if I suddenly had TB, I think I'd know.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking whooping cough. If I suddenly got the fucking whooping cough, I would
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like you cough so much, your lungs turn to blood, and you choke on your own blood.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'd notice.
I'd know. I'd be like, yeah. Oof. Feels like a bit of TB there.
Yeah.
Better go into the hospital, yeah?
It's so stupid. Weird that that's like a thing they still screen for.
Oh, yeah. I was like it was a really good internet. It was a really good... like health check place mm-hmm. in Shinjuku though
mm-hmm.
in and out in like 30 minutes max. It was fucking sick. I mean in and out in 30 minutes, but it was so good. It was so clean.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I remember when I got my blood taken, right?
Yeah.
And they like hook you up to like, they like put a tube in, right? And then
mm-hmm.
hook it up to the vial
and they just start,
but like
yeah
they, no, it's just like it just runs into
yeah
the
yeah
vial.
And they just go one off to the other, they take one up, the next one in,
the next one
in.
But fuck like me, the, it's just the weirdest thing watching it go through the tube and then like,
I hate
shoot
it.
In the vial. I'm like,
I can't watch it anymore. Look, no,
it's like this is coming out of me, it's gross. I don't yeah
I can't do it. It's like the first the first like tuberculosis screening x-ray thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had the funniest fucking doctor. I walk in and the guy's like, so I've got like, you gotta piss in like a little tube.
Mm-hmm.
So I piss in this tube and it's in a little brown bag and I put it on the side. Doctor's like, ah, have you already pissed in that tube? I'm like, yeah, it's full of my piss. And he's like, you can just put it over there for a minute. I was like, cool. I was like, do I have to carry this? Yeah, you gotta carry it until you get like to the other side of the hall. And then we're speaking Japanese. And he goes, And I go, yeah. And he's like, and he leans in a little closer. He goes, terribly sorry. This may be awfully rude, but can you speak Japanese? We've been speaking Japanese for like a minute and a half now. We've been shooting this shit in Japanese, and he just goes, oh, no, I'm terribly sorry. Don't mean to be rude at all, but the Nihongo. Do you wakarimasu? And I look at him and I go, yeah, wakarimasu. And he's like, nice, good job, bro. And I'm like, what was the point of that? What was the fucking point of that? We were literally speaking Japanese the entire time. I was like, what a fucking weirdo. And he's like, all right, hug the X-Men machine so we can like shoot you full of rays. I was like, thanks, boss man.
Well, I mean, that was the same when I got fucking checked on my fucking French.
Because
I told the nurse, she's like, oh, I see you're from Canada. She's like, do you speak French? And I'm like, a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she's immediately switches to like fluent French.
Bro.
Not that, like, I don't know where you think I live, but
you're like, listen, when you say a little bit, you mean a lot.
Yeah.
When I say a little bit, you mean fluent. You're like, oh, I speak a little French too. I spent 25 years in the Alps. And I'm like, yeah, you mean a lot.
Right.
You mean a lot. When I mean a little bit, I'm not being coy.
I mean like je suis baguette. You know, like that's...
I also do like a good baguette. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's about it, right?
Bro, I've always found that for anyone who's coming to Japan, you should know this quickly. When Japanese people say not really, they mean they rock at that thing.
Yeah.
They're being modest. Like one of my friends was like... years ago, like international student times, I'm talking about dance, and I was like, "Oh, do you dance?" And she's like, "A little bit,
kind of,
a little bit, sometimes, occasionally, you know, a little bit." I was like, oh, "Cool." We go to the club. She's tearing up the dance floor. I'm like, "I'm sorry, you said a little bit." She's like, "Oh, I've been doing like hip hop dance since I was like 2." I was like, "The fuck?
Just the dad.
Who are you lying to? Why are you lying to me? To my friends, boys?
Yeah,
a little bit. Oh yeah, since I was 2." I've dabbled in hip hop dance and 20 other styles of like interpretive dance. Well, fuck you. Cause like I'm out here thinking that your little bit means a little bit. It never does.
Yeah.
It never does ever.
It's like
ever.
I took a class once on a Tuesday.
That's my little bit.
Right.
That's my little bit. Like if someone says to me like, do you speak Spanish? I'll go a little bit. Cause like,
I've heard it before.
I'm like, yeah, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Conceptually, I understand Spanish.
I looked at a map once and I saw it there. I know what it is. I've understand the concepts. Like I'm here for you. I can say hola. Sometimes I get it confused with bonjour a little bit. And they're like, oh, me too. And they start shooting off like the best Spanish we've ever had outside of fucking Spain, bro. So be careful of that, guys. When people say a little bit, they mean a lot. Because I've seen people make the mistake of asking someone, do they speak English? And they go, oh, a little bit. And they're like, oh, she doesn't speak any English. I'm like, no. Her little bit means she spent like 5 semesters in Seattle or something. Like,
I actually wrote my doctoral thesis English linguistics of, you know.
A little bit. I've only done 3 degrees in like English linguistics, languages, and fucking philosophy. I'm not native. I'm only fluent. I'm not crazy. Native. I mean, calm down.
My Nobel Prize is in the fucking mail.
Relax. I only have 1 Nobel Prize. For my breakthrough research in linguistics and English. Only 1.
Right.
My senpai has 4. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little. That's literally a little bit. Fucking freaks me out, bro. God damn. Dude.
New York Times bestseller? Only once.
Only once? And I don't think I deserved it.
Right. Yeah.
God, I love Japan, dude. So ridiculous. But when I got to the blood taking part of it, I was like, Yasashi Oba-chan, could I lie the fuck down as you drain out 3 cubic tons of my blood? Because I'm going to pass the fuck out and feel really sick. And she's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, it better be because I'm going to die if I can't do this. So I'm lying down. She's like, all right, I'm going to like jab you with the needle now. And I'm like, yep, that hurts. And then she's like, I can feel my blood draining. It's uncomfortable. I feel sick to my stomach.
Right.
It all.
Yep.
She's finished like draining like 10 liters of my blood. And she's like, all right, going to pull the needle out now. And I'm like, wish you just did it, because now I'm hyper aware that it was about to come out. And then it pulls out, and I swear to God, I felt every fucking cubic inch that needle leave my arm. And I was like, this is the worst day of my life. But it was over.
The thing that I don't get, right? They're like, don't eat for 12 hours before you go.
But I'm hungry.
So you're already like,
yes.
I'm so fucking hungry. Like,
yes.
I have no blood sugar. Like, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then it's like, now we're going to drain you.
And I'm like, but I'm tired. I don't want to be drained right now.
Right.
Honestly, that's the worst part of it. And then afterwards, I'm like, what do I eat now? Because I need to like replenish all the blood I've lost. Get a chow down on some fucking liver or something.
I think all health clinics are run by vampires. Nobody needs that much blood.
I said this before.
Nobody needs that much blood.
No, I agree. What tests are you doing?
Right.
Because I asked her, I was like, wow, it's a lot of blood. What test are you doing? She went, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, but
what are you doing laughing at me?
Maybe I'm not a scientist, but I don't think you actually need that much blood to run a test.
No.
I guess you have to put it in like a centrifuge and like split the plasma and do all this other horse shit.
I mean, maybe.
Listen, yeah, exactly, right?
Maybe. Listen, my name ain't Peter Parker. I'm not somewhat of a scientist myself. I don't know how to do all this science nonsense,
that
bro.
That was
I know. But I can't say I'm not Harry Osborn. I'm not someone of a scientist. Is,
Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn, that was it. Someone of a scientist myself. Yeah, so like, I don't know what they're doing with the blog, but it's definitely too much.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for people who are coming to Japan and they don't realize that this health check is like a yearly thing and how like...
I mean, just the health check in general is too much.
And how do you like light touch but invasive right. it is? Good luck, boys.
Well, it should be like, are you dead? Check yes or no.
So here's my
okay.
So this is the thing, like, so after you do the health check, you get the results back.
Yeah.
And then like no matter what your score is, like nothing really changes, right? Like
right. So here's the thing I don't understand, right?
Yeah.
So you take this information that's been run through tests and other doctors and lab techs and you give it to who? Some fucking dipshit in accounting. He's not a fucking doctor. He doesn't know how to read that form. He just goes, looks good to me. And then that's it.
Mm. The most invasive part is like the blood test part of it, I would say. And also like taking my fucking piss. But then outside of that, you go to like this final like doctor check thing. It's like the funniest thing. Yeah. Doctor just goes, how you been this year? And you go, pretty good. And they go, any major injuries? Like, no. You felt any symptoms? What type? I'll take that as a no. And you're just literally, it's like the most shallow questions ever. I think I said to him, like,
tingling in your balls?
Yeah. Lately? Ain't tingling in your balls? Okay. No.
Don't think I have.
I don't think I have. Excellent. Right. Or reversely, I think I have. Excellent. Like, nothing changes. Like, it's not a consultation. It's like three to five questions, and then he goes,
all right. Well, you're still breathing good enough for me.
Looks like you're alive still. I'll put you down as a B. Get out of here, scamp.
I can't go any higher.
No, I don't get out.
Listen.
It's my final offer. I gotta call in my expert on ball tingling.
Right.
To get you an offer on these balls.
You're a human, but only just, so...
If I punch you in the face, does this hurt? You just punch you in the face. Yeah, it hurts. Looks like you're still alive, chief.
Yeah.
I'll put you down to the C+. Yeah,
it's stupid. It is.
Because then once your like results come out, doesn't your company get like a copy or something? Your company gets a copy, you get a copy.
Yeah. I mean, for you, it's kind of useless because you're like, dead.
Not dead.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't need a fucking doctor to tell me that.
I think you get like...
And then your company does... Yeah, nothing. Exactly. No, does nothing. What?
Because you get... I think on my form, it was like, hey, you should like... You're pretty healthy. Keep it up. But also like, drink more water. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And they were like...
That's the best advice you've given me this whole
literally,
time.
Literally, that was it. Like, in like a month time, I'm going to get another month, like a week, 2 weeks. I'm going to get another like result thing. It's going to be like, good job. You made it another year, which is... I mean... A metaphor for me. Good job, Jordan. Drink more water.
Yeah, but health wasn't the issue.
Nope. Drink more water. Be careful about your liver and stomach and stuff like that. Don't do any drugs. See you in the next one. That's it. We're done. Like it's so I don't get it. I don't think I ever will get it. But at the same time, I'm just gonna keep going because I have to go because Japan makes me do it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? Mm. I mean, granted, I guess they give you time off to go do it.
I do like. I do like.
So that's okay.
It's pretty good. Yeah. And then you have, so I'm kind of like either way with the whole like yearly health check thing. What I don't like, okay, because talking about the Japanese healthcare system, what I don't like is there's this thing I've been reading about recently, for a long time now, where like you have an emergency on the weekend or a weekday. You'd be like, oh no, I'm dying of the rare.
TB.
Yeah, tuberculosis.
Turns
out, I got TB.
Ironically.
Fucking sucks. Call them. I'm like, hey, ambulance boys. Looks like I got a small case of the TB. Take me to a hospital, and they'll go, can do, but they can't, because hospitals can turn you down. They can refuse you at the door.
Yeah,
you heard about this shit?
Yeah. There's like, there was like someone who died.
Yeah,
like,
in an ambulance
recently, because they were going to a hospital, and they're like, oh, this person doesn't have COVID. But everyone in the hospital has COVID.
Yeah.
So we're not going to admit them because if they came in, they'd get COVID and die.
Yeah.
So then the ambulance is like, well, guess we'll just dump you in the parking lot. We took you to the hospital.
What the fuck?
And the person's like, hello, my leg is snapped in three places. I think it was something like that. Like their fucking like femur was broken or something. And they're like, well, we did our job.
Fuck, dude. Oof. I think the worst one I heard was that someone like cut themselves pretty badly and they were like holding their arm, called the ambulance.
Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah. Ambulance comes and then they're like, get me to a fucking hospital.
Yeah.
So like they're rushed to a hospital. Hospital's like, our A&E is closed. What do you mean? Thank you.
You can't close the hospital.
What do you mean your A&E is what do you mean it's closed? What the fuck you do? Whoa, sorry.
We only take injuries from 9 to 6 p.m.
Literally, they're like, an emergency on a national holiday? On the emperor's birthday? Nope. We don't take no new patients today. And it's like, that's not how this works. But apparently, it is. So the dude is like in the ambulance. One guy's like driving around. And the other guy's like calling hospitals, being like,
where
hey,
can we take this guy?
Do you accept A&E? And apparently he was like living in, I want to say Saitama, or like the outskirts of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And they drove him like all the way to like Kanagawa.
Oh my God. Because
that was like the only hospital that had like space, basically.
Well, at least the healthcare is going to cover that ambulance ride.
Oh, dude, fuck
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'd be whining the entire way. I'd be in the worst mood the whole way. Because how can you put me in an ambulance and go, well, we're going to drive you all the way to fucking like Kanagawa?
Yeah, we'll figure out where to dump you.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It could be an entirely other prefecture, but you'll get to a hospital.
We'll get you there. At least it's Kanagawa. You can like zoom back up pretty easily.
Yeah.
But imagine they were like, oh, man, you got injured on the worst day. It's fucking penis inspection day in Japan. Oh, man, every hospital can be fucking booked out. Everyone's getting their dick looked at. We got to take you to fucking Gunma. How am I getting home from Gunma? The fuck are we doing now? Because you're on your own.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely fucking incredibly bad. So, like, I saw a lot of, like, people on Twitter recently being like, oh, my God, Japanese healthcare is so good. It's delicious. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. And if you're an American, it's more than fine. Mm-hmm. It's fucking fantastic. Of course it is. Because, like, you're an American. Your healthcare is absolute dog shit. But if you're in an emergency situation, know that that doesn't mean you can be, like, admitted to a hospital in Japan, which is, like, one of the most like terrifying things I can like think of living in Japan. So I'm generally kind of scared to like get into an accident just because I know you could be in a situation where they're like, hospitals are closed. Gonna have to gumbadu by yourself, you know? Have you heard of this? That doesn't exist in Canada, does it? Like in Canada, there's not like a... Yeah, I thought so.
Nope.
Yeah, same in the UK. American listeners, does this exist in America? I would generally like to know. I doubt it. I really doubt it. America has different problems, but...
You just don't call the ambulance. Hope you're okay.
Have you heard? Fuck me. This is like the most insane thing I've heard in my entire fucking life. People were complaining about how expensive ambulances were. Rightfully so, in America. Mm. They were like, why is it costing me like $300 to ride in this ambulance for like 10 minutes to go to the hospital? And some fucking genius commented. They were like, well, of course it should cost money. What do you think an ambulance is? A taxi that only goes to the hospital? Isn't that what an ambulance is? Isn't that exactly what an ambulance is? How can you describe what an ambulance is?
What do you think a fire truck is? A hose that only goes to fires?
Does it only go to fires? What if I'm just a little bit thirsty? What if I'm a little parched? Fuck? Like,
just need a little
from the holes. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, what's wrong? Share the wealth. But yeah, that was like a comment about like ambulances. I suppose the funniest fucking thing. Like, yeah, how out of touch are you? That's what an ambulance literally
is. That literally is what an ambulance is. A taxi that only goes to the hospital.
So fucking stupid. But no. I've been thinking a lot about healthcare this week just because of my weird health check. So I'm drinking out of my giant G Fuel metal container, not sponsored by G Fuel. Oh yeah, that's pretty good. You good?
Yeah.
Excellent. Have you heard about... I have a lot of random topics to discuss. It's been a week. Have you heard about Power World?
I've been playing it.
shut the fuck up. Okay.
So what do you want to know?
Okay. Do you want to read? Because this was like the.
You got questions? I got answers.
This is one of the main things I want to talk about this week. So, Powell. David, question one.
Yes.
I watched Donkey's video on Powell. Mm-hmm. And from it, video game Donkey. And from his video, it looks like hot trash.
I mean, Donkey has shit opinions, in my opinion. So I don't really trust anything that he says.
Continue.
But it's not shit.
It's pretty good.
It's like surprisingly for here's okay.
Powered gang. Let's go.
Here's the thing, right? Games release in early access all the fucking time.
Indeed.
And typically games that release in early access are broken as all fuck.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Wait, is Power still early access?
Yes.
Makes sense.
It's not a 1.0 release at fuck, all. No. So it's early access. So continue. That being said, it runs better than some like triple A release this game games, right? I get like 90 frames a second. I'm running it on ultra. It runs perfectly fine. The only thing that's kind of jank is like some of the AI is kind of goofy. Like
they'll get stuck on stuff or
whatever. But like,
once again, early access.
It's early access. It'll get patched. Mm. 90% of the time, it works perfectly fine. So for people to be like, oh, it's fucking broken. It doesn't do this thing, right? It's like,
yeah, cool.
Yo, okay.
Early access, yeah.
Are we going to make this comparison? Because
we have to.
You look at the way that Scarlet and Violet released.
Here we go.
That game doesn't hit 60 frames a second.
It's dog shit, honestly.
And it's on the same fucking console as goddamn Tears of the Kingdom.
Here we go.
It looks like dog shit. Here the we textures go. Are fucking garbage. Mm-hmm. It runs like shit. Mm-hmm. It crashed all the time.
Yep.
There is a fucking memory leak in a AAA game that you release for $70. Some of the models would flip out for no reason.
Have you seen this one? I think it's called the teleporting geodude.
Yeah.
Like, it would just go, my people need me. Ooh, just like float into nowhere. Right. It's so good.
So it's like, at that point, you don't really have, it's so like, people who are just like Nintendo man babies who are like, I need to defend Nintendo's honor.
Oh, I saw that a lot. Yeah, everyone like, being like,
Nintendo and the Pokemon company make billions of fucking dollars and they cannot release a game that's not fucking broken.
This is my my understanding of the current conversation going on in Power World. It basically went, they released like this this Pokemon clone, and people are mad about it because like they were saying that the creatures, the Powells, I think they're called, the Powells were like ripoffs of like the Pokemon characters, and they were like, they were designed with AI and
So here's the thing. That's been disproven.
I've seen that, yeah.
And the guy who made that claim literally said, yeah, I made it up.
Legend.
What's your fucking source? What a fucking shitster. So and he's like, I did it because Power World glorifies what is it like?
Slavery?
No, glorifies like cruelty to animals. I'm like,
What are you, PETA?
I'm like, what do you think you do in Pokemon?
What literally
have cockfights. It's basically cockfighting.
Yeah.
It's
cockfighting the game.
Yes, exactly. And it's been that for like 20 fucking years. Like, you cannot have that kind of like comparison and be so like intellectually dishonest. It's fucking stupid.
What a fucking idiot.
It's so dumb. Just because everything outside of the battling part, everyone's like, Pokemon are our friends. We never hurt them. Ever, ever, ever.
I mean, we don't, but like.
There's literally episodes of the Pokemon anime where they shoot fucking Tauros with guns.
Oh, yeah, it's in the way. And it got banned. Yeah.
That episode got banned in America because you can't show people shooting Pokemon, I guess.
I mean, there was one episode where everyone fucking seized out as well. So I guess,
right, yeah.
I guess so we'll call it a tie.
It's so fucking stupid. The comparisons are done. If you want to make a comparison and be like, yeah, Power World stole like a lot of design concepts from Pokemon as far as like the actual pals themselves.
Yeah, fine.
Did they steal models? That might be up in the air. Like, I don't know, because now people are like, yeah, well, I modified the models to look like this thing. Like, so now it's like, okay, well, now what is the truth? Did they or did they not? Because now you're spreading fake information and people have proved that it's fake.
Yeah.
So who knows, right? Mm-hmm, if they did, that's fucking no bueno. Yeah. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. I think the one of the most interesting things that come out of the whole Power World, Nintendo, Pokemon, like, conversation is that, so you have, like, this AAA game studio, and they're making dog shit. Like, what's the Scarlet and Violet. Yeah, Scarlet and Violet. Like, that is the game you've released. You've released, like, a lazy dog shit game. This other company's gone, we're just going to release, like, this meme game. Like, it's kind of bants. We're going to have fun making it. It's going to be, like, a fun little, like, meme on Pokemon or whatever they want to do.
Sure.
And they've released that. Everyone's gone, what? This is so much better.
Well, it's people. I've seen multiple people be like, this is the Pokemon game I've wanted to make for 20 years.
Yes.
And they just haven't done that.
Yes.
Because they've been completely okay with making the same thing over and over again. The
closest we got to, like, Power World was Arceus. Arceus.
And that game was well received.
It was good. It was good.
It didn't run the best.
No, it was dog shit.
But it was well received.
It was good. I liked it. That and also the wild area of Sword and Shield.
Sword and Shield. Yeah.
That's what I...
The expansions of that game expanded on that concept because people actually liked it. So, like, clearly they can take some kind of criticism and improve upon it.
I spent so much time in the wild areas of Pokemon Shield, because that's what I wanted from a Pokemon game. I wanted to run around.
Go out into the wild.
I'm seeing Pokemon, and I'm like, God damn, it's a fucking Jigglypuff. Right. I'm going to throw these balls at it. Like, it was a fucking sick game. I spent so much time in the wild area. I was over-leveled when I eventually started, like, doing, like, the gyms and stuff. I was like, oh, I'm like, one-shotting everything in my path now. Because that's the game I wanted. Yeah. Whenever I go back to the game, which is very rare nowadays, but if I ever, like, turn it on again...
Hmm.
I just spend all the time in the wide area. I'm like, cool, there's raids to do and do all this fun stuff. Then I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, there's things that you can criticize about the game, of course. Like, I'm not saying that you can't do that, because if something is bad, you should be able to criticize it.
Of course.
Without being called X, Y, and Z.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
it's
like,
if you have if there's a legitimate complaint about the game, you shouldn't criticize it, and then people be like, oh, fucking Nintendo man, baby. Right? Like, why are you defending Pokemon? But... at the same time, a lot of the criticism seems very, like, it's very, like, vapid and feels like people are going at it from the stance of, I need to defend Nintendo because Pokemon is my favorite game.
I don't like when people are doing things like defending these multi-billion dollar companies.
Here's the thing.
They don't need defending. They have
Power lovers. World was announced 3 fucking years ago.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
If Nintendo didn't care 3 years ago and every subsequent year from that 3 years, why do people be being like, Nintendo, you should sue them for... Nintendo knows.
They know.
And if they haven't known, they know now. They know. And they still haven't done shit about it.
The interesting thing about, like, the whole Power and Nintendo comparison is that people are wasting so much time trying to discuss, like, is it copyright?
Right.
Were the models stolen? It was AI art used to create the things. Oh my god, but what about guns and Pokemon slavery? Bad. You can capture people. That's slavery. That's not good. It's okay, guys. Take down a minute. Let's really think about the core problem here.
Yeah, Dan, I've seen the Nintendo statement about it, but, like, I don't think anything's gonna come.
Oh, no. Let's think about the core problem of these two games is that one is a AAA studio making what is billions basically like
dollars.
Billions of dollars.
Like, billions of dollars.
Making, like, dog shit, low quality, terrible games. Sorry. It is what it is.
And the other one is 5 people.
5 people.
One of them, the story of the one guy
who
did, like, all of the programming stuff for, like, the shooting and, like, the third person stuff.
Yeah.
He was working at it. He was, like, working part-time at a convenience store.
Fucking legend.
The other dude just happened to go to, and he's like, hey, do you know how to, like, do this stuff? And he's like, well, I can learn.
Oh, hell yeah.
And hey, look, he fucking learned.
Simple.
And the game sold 8 million copies in 6 days.
And that's the thing. If these 5 guys are making a better game than, like, the last...
Your entire studio. Yeah,
2-3 releases of Pokemon, what the fuck are you guys doing? Clearly, it can be done.
Yeah.
Have you seen the meme where it's like, the scene from Iron Man... 1 where the scientist is like, I can't do it, it's impossible. He's like, Tony Stark did this in a cave with a bunch of scraps. Like, that's what this is. Yeah. Like, they've literally these 5 guys have made this crazy, insane looking game.
I love there's a picture. It's like, it shows Power World. This is every masterpiece has its imitators. And then the bottom picture is Scarlet and Violet of, like, the model flipping out. gets that, me dude. Every time. Fucking makes me laugh. The fact that it made the fact like here's my perspective on it, right? At the end of the day, whether they did some kind of heinous bullshit, they should be punished for that if that's true. If it's not true, at the end of the day, Nintendo has to look at this and go like, what the fuck are we doing?
Exactly. No, exactly that. You've spent billions of dollars and you've made a bullshit low-life terrible right. game for a console that can clearly do pretty good. Like,
because like if I'm the dude at Nintendo, if I'm Junichi Matsuda or whoever's doing it now, and I look at that and I'm like, okay, Five Guys made a game that sold 8 million copies in their fucking basement. Why is, as a company, we're paying all of these artists and all of these people to do what five dudes in a fucking basement could do? I'm like,
we're getting ripped off somewhere.
Why? Yeah, like, we're getting ripped off somewhere. Who do I need to stop paying?
No, legitimately. No, 100%. If I'm Big Man CEO and I'm like, these five guys made a brighter, better game than we've made in the last like 5-10 years, what the fuck? What have we been doing? Like, if you're in a normal company, like a basic company, and you've been working there for 10 years and your job is like, I don't know, production or whatever, like any production company.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I need a staff of like 20 people to do this thing. You're like, you know, working away and everything you're pumping out is like mid. And this new one guy comes in, he's doing the job of your entire staff. You're like, wait,
what am I paying you, bozos?
Yeah, what the fuck? What's going on here? Like, I don't know what's going to change Nintendo, but hopefully something does change. Because like, I do enjoy Pokemon. It's a fun franchise, but I can't buy another game after Pokemon Shield because it's basically the same game every time. And I'm done. I'm bored of it. And I don't know the new Pokemon. The nostalgic quality is dead for me. Like, it's not there anymore. Like, I don't care. Like, right. I just don't care.
Like, okay, within like the first 5 hours of Power World, right?
Yeah.
I'm playing the game and I see like a fucking, like a dog pal, right?
Yeah.
And I catch it. And I'm like, cool, it's a dog pal, like whatever. That's great.
Nice. Yeah.
But I immediately, it's like, oh, okay, this dog is good at fighting. But also, if you build this saddle, you can ride the dog.
Sick.
And I'm like, sick. Wow. Okay. So my question is, why is that not in every Pokemon game?
Here we go.
Why can I not ride other, like, they put that shit in Scarlet and Violet.
Yep.
But
you can only ride that one thing.
They like tied it into like the alt, like the special Pokemon for that thing.
Dog shit.
There's multiple pals you can just ride.
There we go.
And it's like, okay, cool.
That's all I want.
And then another interesting thing that they've done is like some, when you catch a pal, it has like, it can have inherently positive and negative like stats or like, not stats, but they're like skills or quirks or whatever.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So, like, there's ones that, like, the runner quirk is like, oh, this pal runs 25% faster. Now,
cool.
In combat, that's not really that important because typically an enemy and your guy will, like, meet somewhere in the middle. But if it's a pal you can ride, suddenly it's running 25% faster.
Ooh.
And then you bring in the whole like breeding side of it, where if you combine ones that are the same, they can pass down specific traits to other ones. So you can make like a super, like, oh, this one has running and this one has swiftness, which is 30% increase in movement speed. And
there we go.
25% increase in movement speed. Now I have both of them. Now I'm up to 50% increase, right? Like, there's so many like systems in the background.
Mm.
There's like the whole building of like a town. You get your bases get raided. I've heard that.
It's fucking cool. Yeah.
Like, there's so much more to this game than just the Pokemon with guns aspect, right?
Yes.
Like, it's actually, honestly, it's not really that all that much. It's mostly a survival game.
I've seen that, yeah.
So it's really weird that people are getting like super hung up on, oh, the pals and what, like, honestly, if you just change them into like really more generic shit, it wouldn't really matter much.
No, exactly. I think it would be as popular if instead of like pals or like instead of them looking
Pokemon-ish,
they were looking like, I don't know, real world animal with like a little bit of like,
right,
I don't know, this one has fire attributes. Yeah, Digimon.
So Digimon.
Yeah. Digimon.
Again, like, if you're gonna make the claim like, ah, these look like rip-off Pokemon, it's like, I guess,
but like, exactly.
then it's like, then what are Digimon, right?
If not ripoff Pokemon, what are the monsters?
Digimon came in... first, so
that's true.
There you go.
What are the monsters in Dragon Quest? If not
Dragon Quest,
Digimon or whatever.
How about Monster Rancher?
There we go. Right?
Like, it's very weird, but like, oh. One of the base like monsters is like a lamb thing with like legs and stuff. And
Yeah.
This is a ripoff of Wooloo. I'm like,
Wooloo's just it's just a sheep.
It's just a sheep.
It's just a sheep. Nintendo
can't copyright a sheep.
It's just a sheep. If anything, we should be looking at Nintendo being like, Nintendo, come on. It's just a sheep. It's like the Pokemon that's just a teacup and evolves into a teapot.
A teapot. Okay.
So what, you're gonna be in fucking afternoon tea in the UK being like, oh, it's the ripoff of Pokemon. Oh, it's the fucking ripoff. This is.
Or like, it's like the Pokemon looks like a penguin. It's like, you don't own penguins as a concept.
It's
like,
just a penguin. Like, it's the thing is like with the Emporion or whatever it's called, like the it transforms like the Emperor
yeah,
penguin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a base idea, it's not even that adventurous. There's no imagination there. What's gonna be the water or ice Pokemon? Penguin. Really? Okay, what are its attributes? Ice. Okay, what else? Water. We done here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to do. Penguin, ice, water.
I mean, like 90% of them are based off animals, right?
Yeah.
So by that same token,
what
the fuck is wrong with the pals if they're also based off animals? Like, you've done the exact same shit.
There we go.
Again, like I said, if there is evidence that they directly stole or sampled Nintendo's models,
then
there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But if that is not proven, then like you're just whining for because now suddenly something came and ate Pokemon's lunch. Like the reason I call people Nintendo man babies
Go
is because like Nintendo doesn't need defending by you.
Mm.
And I don't understand people who make something like a core part of their personality.
It is very strange.
It's super weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the Pokemon guy. And I base my personal self-worth off if Pokemon is doing well or not.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, it's the same thing with, like, that or Star Wars. Or like, whatever. Yeah, it's the exact same shit.
Agreed.
I literally do not get those kind of people. I'm like, is your life, like, so just devoid of any kind of, like, joy that you're like... I need, if thing I like is not doing good, that means I'm also a bad person because I like thing.
True.
It's like, what the fuck?
Apparently, someone modded Power World to make your character Ash
and Pokemon, yeah.
And then all the Pokemon. So,
but Nintendo actually did come after him because, again, that's literally actually taking their stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think, sense. Looking at that, I think Power World is going to be completely safe. I don't think there is anything that Power World has done that steps over the line of copyright infringement.
Yeah,
I think Power World's fine. I think they'll be perfectly okay.
And
they tread the line. They took some nibbles of Nintendo's lunch, but it's perfectly okay. The sandwich is intact. The juice box hasn't even been touched.
And here's the thing, right?
Mm.
Both Nintendo and I forget what the company's name that makes Power
Game,
World.
Not Game Freak.
What is? No, I didn't know.
That's the other one.
Game Freak makes Pokemon. I'm talking about who makes Power World.
Who makes?
It's like second. No, I'm thinking that's Marvel.
Hold on. Oh.
Something Pocket. Pocket Pair.
Pocket Pair. Yes, Pocket Pair.
So if Pocket Pair is, now I've lost my train of thought. Pocket Pair and Nintendo are both Japanese-based companies.
They are.
Like I said, it's been 3 years. Mm-hmm. Both of them have known. They don't have to do some like weird extraditing of like people and sue them in a different... Like, they can sue them in Japan for defamation or theft or whatever, and they haven't done shit. And if you're going to tell me that like
you can't.
Nintendo didn't know about this game...
They did.
Like, you are being so delusional.
If I'm in Japan, if I'm Japan-based, and I'm making anything with even a slight resemblance to Pokemon, I'm telling Nintendo, I'm like, oh, Nintendo, listen, we're making this game. It looks similar. It's similar, but it's not the same.
Right.
It's similar, but it's not. We're not copying you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Chill. I'm telling them ahead of time, because I know, like, litigious, like, Japanese companies are. Mm-hmm. I know firsthand. They're wild.
Right.
So, like, you tell them like before anything, which they did. They were hey, we're making this game.
Dude,
chill.
Nintendo is like notoriously litigious.
Dude, they love suing. Like legitimately, it's insane.
Cease and desist
constantly.
Up the ass.
Up the fucking
wazoo. So the fact that there is nothing, just radio silence on
there
that
we go,
already tells me that they can't do shit.
Do you know what I found really weird about this entire situation? So, what's the game? Elden Ring.
Mm.
Elden Ring, or like the Pinocchio game, the one that you were playing.
Yeah.
Like all those types of games have very similar
styles,
yeah.
Right.
And they're called like what? Souls-like.
Souls-likes, yeah.
What was the first one? The first one was Dark Souls, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dark Souls.
So we start with Dark Souls. Great game. Everyone loves it. Hard game, difficult game. And we just keep progressing. There's more Dark Souls games. Then it branches out. There's other ones. There's Neo 2. Mm-hmm. That's like basically Dark Souls, but Japan. Then it's like the Samurai one. There's Ghost of Tsushima. It's like
Ghost of Tsushima is more like Assassin's Creed.
It's more like Assassin's Creed. Yeah. I've not played it, so I don't know. I should download it. Remember to self-download the game.
You're talking like stuff like Lords of the Fallen.
There we go,
and,
yes.
And other stuff like that, yeah.
And the entire community is like, cool, another one. Another one?
Great.
I fucking go, let's just do this, boys.
Oh, they made a game like Monster Hunter? I like Monster Hunter.
Oh my God.
Cool.
Yes, bro. I fucking love Monster Hunter. You make a game like Monster Hunter, I'm playing that game. Why? Because it's like Monster Hunter. More studios making more games similar to the games you like is a good thing. Because it means like people making like, who makes Game Freak? I'm so bad at studio names. Who makes Elden Ring and stuff? Like, who makes Elden Ring?
Oh, From Software.
From Software, thank you. It's like From Software knows. They're like, yo, people, other studios are making like, Souls
they're taking
like
our ideas and making similar type games, right?
We can't, we are the OGs, we cannot fall behind. So we're gonna make Elden Ring. We're gonna make like they're making an update for Elden Ring. It's coming out soon, bro. The DLC is coming out February 1st.
I think like information is coming out. I don't think
I'll take that. I'll take the information. I'll take it. Like, but those updates, it keeps like the company on their toes, it keeps it fresh. And everyone's like, great, good ideas coming out. We're happy. We're gonna stay here at the curb. Everyone's battling to take the next big game. It's great.
Yeah,
everyone wins. The consumer wins because we're like, great game. The company wins because everyone's buying their great game. It's great. Then when you have like the Pokemon game, like, and games like it, there aren't many games like it because of how litigious Nintendo is and how hard it is to make a similar game because they're gonna be running about. Like,
I'm trying to think.
None.
There's Digimon.
Digimon,
but like those
very
games
different concept.
Don't,
nope.
But they don't sell nearly as much as Pokemon. Because
the games
does.
Don't bang as well. They're not good. Like,
there's
sorry,
Monster
Digimon.
Rancher. I love fucking Monster
good game.
Rancher.
Good
but
game.
Like again, those games don't fucking sell.
Nope.
Like what else? Like I literally cannot think of
chat,
another enough. Another game similar to Pokemon.
Any game similar
I'm
to Pokemon.
I'm like 100% sure there are, and I know that there are because I'm making a YouTube video about it, but
let's go.
That being said, most of those games came out when Pokemon was like young, right?
Yeah,
like, this is early late 90s, early 2000s, right? Most of this game, like PlayStation 2 and before eras,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
there's not been really anything like I think the closest thing that's come out recently that is like one-to-one, like I would be like, this is basically like I would describe it as this is Pokemon but from a different company is a game called Temtem. And it is like it's two dudes in a square fighting with the Pokemans, like,
oh I see, oh that's fucking
like
sick.
Almost identical.
I've seen this game.
Yeah.
Apparently it's
awful
really good.
Fucking name.
Apparently it's really good though.
Yeah,
I've heard
it's good. It's polished and it's exactly like Pokemon. But again, like they're not. I think the thing that most people are like kind of up in arms about is did they steal models or not? And at this point, we don't know. And if they did, let's just explore this idea. Right.
Go on. Okay.
They stole models.
Okay. Okay.
So what do you have to do to rectify that situation? Make new models.
Yep.
Okay.
Done.
Easy. Nintendo sues you. Oh no. Like how much could they realistically, how much could they sue you for? Probably millions.
Yeah.
How much did you just make? Well, let's do some math here. You sold 8 million copies at $30 a pop.
God damn.
So let's just do some quick calculator math.
Wait, 8
here.
Million?
8 million copies times
8 million
30.
Times 30.
Is $240 million.
Jesus fucking. No, but fine. We'll be okay.
So, like, we'll be good. At this point, even if Nintendo sues you, they're not going to get $240 million. No. And that's $240 million split between five dudes in a basement.
We're going to be okay.
You'll probably be all right.
We're going to be just okay. We're going to be fine.
And I don't think there's no prison sentences for copyright.
No, it's not. The thing is, what's funny is that, so right now, in, like, the whole Pokemon man-child community, sorry, boss, but in the Pokemon man-child community, and the gamer community, like, this game is, like, blowing up a bit because of, like, it's Pokemon with guns, ha, and then secondly, because, like, the controversy. But if I talk to, like, my friends back home who don't really play games, who used to play Pokemon or whatever and don't play games anymore, aren't looking in the space, and I go, you heard about Power World? They go, no, what's that?
Yeah.
Because they don't know yet. But if Nintendo's like, we're going to sue you for making a Pokemon clone, grr, and even if the lawsuit doesn't pan out, just them saying that, a big AAA company suing five guys for making, like, a better game, it stinks of fucking haterade.
To say it's better is weird. No, sorry,
better, I would say a more interesting concept.
Right, yeah.
I should say, Pokemon's,
like, we're on, like, what, the 8th gen, 9th gen, it's derivative at this point.
Exactly,
like, again, it's like, this is the company that's still releasing two versions of the same game, and the only difference is this one has five different Pokemon than the other one, right?
Pretty much.
The fact that they still can, like, fucking 20, 30 years later are still double dipping on that fucking horseshit. Like, that was novel 20 years ago.
20 years ago, that was crazy. It was like, wow, I have red and you have blue, and the only way I can get this Pokemon is we gotta get this link.
But now it's
trade
like, we have the internet and I can search for any Pokemon and trade for any Pokemon at any time I want.
This is dumb now.
It's not fucking necessary.
No, we can move on from this. Make one game, release it, stop fucking around. Like, it's cool. Like,
yeah,
you're longing out for that. But my point is, like, you're going to get yourself into, like, a Barbra Streisand effect situation where the more you yell about this game being bad and suing, the more people can go, huh?
I should check this out to see what all the hubbub is about, right?
So, as people know who listen to this podcast, I'm really good at playing games. I'm bad at completing games. I'm bad at buying new games. I'm bad at everything around games, especially, like, news about games. And I saw one clip about Power, and I was like, okay, cool. And then I moved on with my life. Never to think about it again. This is recently.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, you were saying that, like, a couple years ago, they were saying, like, hey, we're going to release this game called Power. Da, da, da. I've heard nothing about it because I don't follow.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, trailers out for it. But, like, they announced the game 3 years ago. Like, it's been out there.
I don't know. I don't follow this stuff. And the only reason I eventually caught up to it is because you have people making, like, little, like, videos about it. And I'm going, and I don't care. But then we had Twitter controversy and people being like, it's just a clone of Pokemon. I stand Pikachu. How dare you?
And it's funny because, like, if you play the game for longer than 10 minutes, you realize it is not a clone of Pokemon.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's the point.
It's more like Valheim or Rust or Ark.
I do like
with
Rust.
Monsters.
I do like Rust.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So even then, like, I think Nintendo would have a difficult time arguing that this game is similar enough to Pokemon where it's like, can you build stuff in Pokemon?
No.
Is Pokemon open world?
No. Can you please point out the similarities between the two games?
Do you gather resources in Pokemon?
No. Do Pokeballs count?
Do you build bases? No.
No.
Do you get raided by dudes and have to fight them off?
No. Are there guns?
Are there world bosses?
No.
Maybe. There is in Scarlet and Violet. But
is there?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But, like, you know, once you take longer than a cursory look, you'd probably be like, yeah, okay, I see why this didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Why they can't really do anything about
the
current sort of.
Yeah. It's more, I think, like, on their end, if they could get them for anything, it's on did they use our assets? And if they did, then change the assets, right? Like, the people who are making Pal World right now are, I would assume, extremely aware of what's being said about the models. And if they know, like, we jacked those models. My first fucking priority on that first patch is
big update.
Change all the shit that I took.
Oh, dude, big update. Massive update.
Like, and then you're just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think this game is going to be fucking huge. I think this game is going to be fucking massive, David.
As a starting point, it's actually kind of crazy how good
it is. No, yeah. Like, have you seen the patch notes? What they're going to,
what's coming? What they want to add. Yeah, it's like, yeah, as a base, it's kind of wild.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, this is one of the games that even if you don't like games, you don't like gaming that much, and you, but you used to play a little bit of games, you might like this. It's one of the, it's giving me like a, like a little bit of like an Animal Crossing vibe as well. You can,
there's a, yeah, there's like, you know, a base building, house building aspect to it.
You can put as much into the game as you want, kind of thing.
And then when you're done, you're just done.
You're done, like, you put it away, yeah. Which is good. Pokemon is more like, you gotta complete the game, you gotta beat all the gyms, get the badges. You've done the badges, you gotta collect all the Pokemon now.
Like, there's no story or anything you need to really follow. Good. Like, there might be, but like, I'm on a mission where it's like, you need to go fight the boss at this tower. Okay, I know where the tower is. Okay, the boss kicks my ass. I need to get stronger. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Cool.
So like, I've not interacted with any kind of story whatsoever. And that might be something they add down the road. And if they add something down the road, then it's like, okay, well,
maybe I jump on this. What console is this on?
Xbox or PC? Because I believe that Xbox paid them to put it on Game Pass.
Good man.
So you can play it for free if you have Game Pass.
Good man. Yeah.
But
Outside of that, yeah.
And I don't know. There might be people who are whinging that it's not on PlayStation or Nintendo consoles because there's always those fucking weirdos.
Oh, definitely.
Console war.
Do you know
weirdos.
What I don't fucking? I don't get. Okay. Power World's not on my last four. Power World is not on a Switch at the moment.
Right.
It's not on PlayStation.
Yep.
But I was scrolling through the Nintendo Switch store a couple days ago because I was like, "Ooh, anything new is out? Any updates? Anything's on sale?
Yep.
What's on the console store?" So they don't have Power. Do you know what they do have?
Lots of eroge.
Hentai World 3.
Yep.
Omega Puzzle Titty Bang Game.
There's
so much.
I have to wonder, what does that storefront look like in America? Because obviously we're on the Japanese storefront.
It's awful.
And I see that shit all the time. And I'm just like, there is a
weird
amount.
Yes.
Like a lot. More than I expected.
What the fuck? Like, it's one thing to have like a shit ton of shovelware on my console. Yeah. Fine, whatever.
The Wii was like just a gajillion things of shovelware.
Whatever. Right? But like having like 20,000 like fucking, this is Minesweeper, but it's hentai.
They're children.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally, yeah. Like fucking always. Yeah. This is the game where you move the pieces around to build yourself a little picture. And once you do that, you get to see the Edoi.
Yeah. And there's like, it's not just one.
No.
There's like 40, 50.
Dude,
like
so many.
And like, the crazy thing is when you look at like the new releases section, there's new releases in there all the time. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, they're just making more and more. Like, it doesn't stop.
What's weird as well is, like, when I look at new releases, I'm trying to find some fucking good games to download.
Right.
Like, Thing came out. Code of the something. The rabbit one where you're like, the sheep one. Code of the Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Code of the Lamb is now on Nintendo Switch. And I wanted to play it. It's a good game. I'm going to download it. And I heard something like, oh, it's on Nintendo Switch. You download and play it because I know you want to play it for a long time. And I was like, oh, good idea. It should be on new releases then. And I click new releases and I'm like, why is there so much hentai here? Where the fuck is my Coat of the Lamb? I just scroll like 20 pages to find this fucking game. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what are we doing here?
It's very weird that the Switch has kind of been adopted by the Japanese side of the industry as this
the Edo game console. Yeah.
Weird, like, hentai eroge visual novel dumping ground.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it. I don't like it.
But why the Switch of all things? I guess like you don't really want to play that kind of a game on like a big screen TV. Like in your living room.
I think it's because like the Switch, you go, oh no, mom, I'm just going to my bedroom to play the Switch handheld style.
Yeah.
No.
It's hands free.
Yeah, I just want to play hands free. A lot of shaking going up there. It's an earthquake.
I'm just playing with my Joy-Con.
I'm on that stage of Mario Party where you gotta shake the Joy-Con a lot to win. Don't come in, the door's locked.
I'm the reason why they took all the games out of Mario Party where you gotta do this.
Fucking erasing the fucking top of my own dick. Let's fucking go. You okay? I'm fine. Don't come in. Just solving this puzzle. Oh yeah, fucking, you like that, don't you, when I steal this puzzle?
You come in your room, your mom's like, Jesus Christ, you look at your hands, there's just two holes in the fucking
like, ah. Mom is like, I can explain. I'm Jesus.
I had risen, not anymore.
Listen. Need to leave the room right now. Listen, I can explain, but not right now. I'm going to need 10 to 15 minutes to get a good explanation. Mm-hmm. You need to do them for 15 minutes. All right, Mom? All right, bet. Yep. All right, gang, gang. Log the one your way out. See you
it's very weird.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, Steam is kind of the same way, but like Steam, I get because like Steam just has like an open publisher like kind of agreement that you can just publish
anything you want. Like, shit,
as long as you pay like their entrance fee to publish whatever.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah,
whatever up. So it's very weird that there's like all of that stuff. I assume that everything on the Nintendo store has to be okayed by Nintendo, right?
If that's the case, Nintendo needs to fucking sort its shit out, because it's just...
I would assume so, because like I don't think you just dump anything on their...
It's just all smut.
Yeah.
It's just all smut. Fuck's sake, it's dude. Weird.
Yeah.
Nah, it's strange. I'm not the biggest fan, but when it comes down to it, I'm not here trying to like fucking dictate
what's going on. Also, why are games so fucking expensive?
Bro.
Because like, man, I'm looking like... Mm. I wanted to buy Tekken 8, because Tekken 8 came out.
It's like a billion.
Tekken 8 on PC? How much do you think Tekken 8 costs on PC?
I think it's like 8,000 yen. More?
Higher.
Fuck off.
It's 9,680 yen.
No, I'm good. No.
Are you kidding me?
This is what stops me from buying games.
And always, it's always Bandai Namco. Bandai Namco is the worst fucking offender.
I have no comment, but yeah.
I know why you got no comment, but like... I mean, hey, Street Fighter right now, mm-hmm. 5,000 yen.
Mm-hmm.
That came out this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it $100? The weirdest thing, too, is that it's like $20 more.
Oh, yeah, in Japan.
Only in Japan.
Yeah. And they...
Why?
And they never go down in price.
No.
Maybe once a year.
I mean, they'll go on deals.
A little bit eventually, but like...
But yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
All right, boys. Guys, I'm going to have to end it there. I have something to do after this.
Yeah, we were going to talk about other stuff, but you know what? Maybe we'll...
We got time.
We'll let it...
Yeah. I got to be somewhere in like...
No. I'm surprised you brought this up because I was not prepared to talk about Power World.
I knew that if anyone, you'd be the one to talk about it with. So I was like,
it's just kind of like... It's kind of there. Like,
exactly,
If 8 million people are playing and buying the game...
Mm.
And you like games, it's kind of unavoidable that somehow that news would make it to your ears.
It's why I brought it up. Because I was like, if I've heard about this, David knows about this.
I definitely have heard about it.
I'm glad I brought it up. But anyway, boys, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will see you next week. Daddy's going to go and have a quick evening meeting.
But do you have to actually like meet somewhere?
Yeah, I got to go do something. I got to go have like an evening meeting, dinner.
All right.
It'll be cool. I'll tell you about it after it's done. I'll see you guys next week. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy. On the Discord.
Bye-bye.